Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Wake up, America. It's Monday, November 7th. Good morning, and welcome to the final hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins. Our studio producer is Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America, wherever you may be, on this Monday morning as we continue with day one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. Relevant Radio truly is a spiritual family. We've said it so many times. You see, we are a family. We're made up of each one of you that is listening this morning. And this week, we're going to be asking for your support of our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's what we do day in and day out. We need your help once again just to keep going for the next 3 months here on Relevant Radio. Now, the co-patron of Relevant Radio and my hero, St. John Paul II, once said, "It is not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others." And that's what we do here at this family of Relevant Radio. And you wonder, why do you listen to Relevant Radio? Has Relevant Radio impacted your life? We'd love to hear from you. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, we begin every hour during Pledge Drive Week, always with the powerful memorandum, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our pledge drive and also for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, employed thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit. We call him the executive producer of Morning Air when we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in our Morning Air team once again on this eve of the midterm elections. Glenn, what are some of the big stories making headlines this hour?
Well, invite folks to vote for Relevant Radio today, and then go to the polls and vote for your representatives, congresspeople, legislators, judges, senators, all kinds of stuff like that tomorrow as well. Seems almost 40 million people have voted ahead of time, but tomorrow, actual election day, invite you to pray about it and get out for that effort. The current president campaigning in Maryland today, the former president, President Trump, campaigning in Ohio, and that last-minute push is on. John, a huge turnout expected, and looks like many polls have things leading a little bit in the red direction.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a wild finish here between now and tomorrow. So, we want to encourage our listeners to vote, and especially to vote in a Catholic way, to vote pro-life. Meanwhile, the Powerball is up over $1.9 billion. That's with a B, dollars. Largest ever.
You know, I never buy tickets, so I hope I'm not the only one at work if you guys win tonight. But 1.9 billion up for grabs.
I tell you what, I don't buy Powerball hardly ever. But if, for whatever reason, we were to win, I guarantee you there would be a very, very generous check going to Relevant Radio.
And I think we've just earmarked that. So if that ever happens, John, we have you on the record. So
on
we look
the
forward
record.
To it.
Done
we look
deal.
Forward to that
you
big
can
check.
Book it. For sure. All right. What would you guys do if you won?
Oh, buddy. Wow. Well, you know, there's always that long list of, okay, get this done, get that done. There's a lot of things, you know, to kind of clear up bills and house things you want fixed up. But then, you know, you'd always try to do something fun with that. And so probably plan some kind of fun vacation for the kids. And, you know, then obviously there's good to do a lot of donating to different favorite causes. So lots of good things, Glenn. What about you?
I used to think I'd buy my own radio station, but you know, the running of it doesn't seem that much fun. The being on air seems more fun. And so that's already happening. So I don't know. I suppose I'd have some money for some good causes as well as a little fun as well.
Glenn, I'm sure you'd probably get yourself a lifetime season tickets for the Vikings.
Well, this year that would seem fun, but historically a little frustrating. So, you know, who knows?
All right. As always, thanks so much, Glenn and Sarah. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life this morning is extremely relevant. It's from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And we always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. You can always find us on Twitter at Morning Air Show, as well as on Facebook, our direct email, morningair@relevantradio.com. Again, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, this morning, we're going to continue our series on the sacraments with our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters. Today, we're going to be talking about what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says about the sacrament of reconciliation. The great theologian St. Augustine called the confessional the medicine box. Why? Because there's a physician there, and we are injured, and we need healing. We go in with sins, we come out squeaky clean. Joining us live for much more on the Sacrament of Reconciliation or Confession is our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters, the pastor of St. Isaac Jogues Parish in Hinsdale, Illinois, suburban Chicago, and the Chicago Cubs Catholic chaplain, also known as the baseball priest, longtime Morning Air contributor. Good morning, Father Burke. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you here on day one of our Join the Family Pledge Drive.
Good morning, Dan. Always good to be with you. And yeah, just an encouragement for all our listeners to help support Relevant Radio. We know how powerful the media, the message from the media has on the world. It's like fish in water. If one message dominates the airwaves, a lot of people just kind of go with the flow. But Relevant Radio is that message, that godly message that needs to be heard around the world. And so just want to encourage everybody to support this station and the message that it gives to us.
Well, Father Burke, I appreciate your support and all of your contributions. You know, I thought of you the other night when Dusty Baker, after he finally won the World Series with his Astros, said, "We are family." And immediately my light bulb went off and I'm thinking, we are family. That is a sign for our pledge drive this week. And also, just I wanted to get real briefly your thoughts on Dusty. Finally, after all these years winning the World Series, I knew you were rooting for the Phillies.
I was rooting for the Phillies, but kudos to Dusty Baker. He's been around the game for a long time. Great player, great manager. And from what I hear, I've only met him briefly, but just sounds like a great, great guy. And you could tell how happy his players and everyone was to see him win. Houston honestly had the best team. I was hoping the Phillies would pull out a miracle, but boy, their pitching was unbelievable. One after another, anyone they brought in was just, lights out, difficult to hit. So great team. And it was a great series. Even from a Phillies fan, it was exciting.
My hat is off to Dusty and the Astros. And just a real quick word on Dusty. You know, I did meet him years ago in filming my Champions of Faith baseball edition film. And one thing that he shared with me, you know, he's a man of God. He's a strong Christian. He's not Catholic, but he wears a Catholic medallion under his uniform. He never takes it off. It's a medallion of our Lord Jesus Christ with the crown of thorns just from the neck up. And it's gold, it's beautiful, and he's had it all these years underneath him. So I think the good Lord was with Dusty this past Saturday night.
Wow, and I didn't know that. It's great to know. And you can tell by the way people treat one another, you know, Christian values just kind of shine forth. And just hearing him interviewed on TV before and after the game, you could just see that. That goodness that Christ shines in him. So, again, that's a plug for Relevant Radio. I've heard people who have come to the faith because they've listened to the show, and then they become, you know, salt and light for the world. So, just kudos to all of you and the work that you do day in and day out, bringing the message, the good news, to our country and to the world through, you know, streaming.
Well, Father, you heard me quoting St. Augustine, who called the confessional the medicine box. I think that that's just such a beautiful metaphor for this wonderful sacrament of joy that we have, also known as confession and penance. Can you talk about the beauty of confession? And can we can call it from a variety of different names. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, it's one of the two sacraments of healing. So we have the sacrament of reconciliation. As you said, it's also called confession, penance. The other sacrament of healing is the anointing of the sick, which we'll cover shortly in a few weeks. But this is such a powerful sacrament. We just came off a Be Healed retreat here in our diocese based on Dr. Bob Schutt's book, Be Healed. And we were given the retreatant's tools on healing. And one of the most powerful tools that we have is forgiveness. One, receiving God's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation, and then also giving forgiveness. A lack of forgiveness holds us bound, but when we forgive those who hurt us, Dr. Bob defines it as releasing others from the debt that they owe us. It helps free us. So we both need to receive God's mercy and then give it away freely to others, and it frees us up.
Well, Father Burke, on this first day of our Pledge Drive, we need to take a short break. We have a little different clock than normal, but we're going to talk a lot about what the Catechism of the Catholic Church has to say about confession on the other side. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our conversation on the Sacrament of Reconciliation with our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky. And welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning here on day one of our Join the Family Pledge Drive as we continue our conversation on the beautiful sacrament of confession and what the Catechism has to say about it with our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters. Father Burke, there is so much that the Catechism has to say about confession. Can you give us a little perspective on what the Catechism teaches about this sacrament of reconciliation?
Sure. In paragraph 1422, the Catechism says that the sacrament of reconciliation reconciles us with God. I think we all realize that, and with the church, the people of God. And I think maybe sometimes we don't realize that. And that's one of the beauties of the sacrament is the priest is sitting in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, and he also represents the body of Christ, the church. And so when we sin, we not only sin against God, but we sin against the mystical body of Christ, the church in the world. So there's no such thing as a private sin. You know, sometimes, let's say pornography is an example. Sometimes we think that I'm only hurting myself with this sin, but because we're all connected in the body of Christ, when I sin, I affect everyone else. And the opposite is true also. When I go to confession, I heal. I'm participating in the healing. It's Christ that heals, right? But we participate in the healing of the body of Christ. So there's this vertical relationship with God, but also this horizontal relationship with others, which includes the church. So it's important for us to realize that when, you know, I was not raised Catholic, and so I was always taught, go straight to God with your sins. And can God forgive us outside the confessional? Sure, God is God. But Jesus gave us the sacrament. And, you know, we have it in Scripture in John 20:23, you know, where Jesus told his apostles, whatever sins you hold bound will be held bound on earth, and whatever sins you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He's given us this sacrament so that we can receive forgiveness from God, and we we start to, in the healing process of the body of Christ as well. So let's keep that in mind as we go to confession, the need to receive forgiveness and healing and reconciliation from God and the people of God.
Father Burke, you quoted probably the most famous passage from Scripture about a confession, but there are many others. And in fact, there's allusions to confession in the Old Testament and even in the Psalms.
There are. That was something that was interesting to see as we did the research for this, is that, you know, from basically the beginning of time, we hear in the Old Testament how even in the book of Leviticus, it says, when someone is guilty in regard to any of these matters, that person shall confess the wrong committed and make reparation to the Lord for the wrong committed. So it sounds like the sacrament of reconciliation, right? But at that time, there wasn't the forgiveness of sins, but there was the practice of confessing one's sins out loud. So we have the very beginnings of it. And then in the Psalms, probably the most famous is from King David. Psalm 51, you know, after he commits adultery with Bathsheba and then has her husband Uriah the Hittite killed in battle, he cries out to God in sorrow, you know, asking for mercy for his sins. And so human nature hasn't changed in thousands of years, you know, since the creation of man. And you know, when we sin, we realize it, and we have this need to ask for forgiveness.
Father Burke, one of the big questions that our evangelical friends ask, and even some Catholics, is why do we need to confess our sins to a priest? Can you talk about the idea of persona Christi, how we're really going to confession to Jesus the Lord through the priest?
Yeah, this is so important, because it was a big question I had coming into the church. Why do I need to go to a priest for confession? And a personal story to illustrate this is, you know, the church asks us minimally that we should go to confession once a year. That's the minimum. And I would say, are we minimalists? You know, we should be maxing out our faith, you know? And so I'm not proud to say it, but, you know, I was baptized at the age of 18, and it took me 9 years to go to my first confession because I was afraid. I didn't know the prayers. And I went on a Curcio, and I finally went to my first confession at age 27. And for the first time in my life, I named my sins out loud to another person. And for the first time in my life, I heard from the priest, "I absolve you from your sins." And it was the first time in my life I truly felt forgiven. And I realized the power of this sacrament. One, that the priest, as you said, is standing in persona Christi. He is in the person of Christ. And this is the power of holy orders, is that we believe that the priest is not just a representative of God, but he's standing in the person of Christ. So it's Jesus who forgives our sins. It's Jesus who baptizes. It's Jesus who consecrates the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And as human beings, the beauty of the sacraments is, you know, we use bread, wine, oil, the laying on of hands, because we're not angels. We're bodies and souls. And so we as human beings need to name these sins out loud, and we need to hear audibly, "You're forgiven." There are studies from psychologists, that some that aren't even Catholic, that say Catholics who confess their sins regularly are healthier psychologically than the average person. So it's not only spiritually fruitful, but also psychologically fruitful, and just leads to more freedom in our lives.
There's been many, many miracles that have happened inside the confessional. I know the joy of going to confession. In fact, I just went yesterday, and sometimes it brings a tear to my eye, Father. There's so much more for us to talk about confession. We're going to have to continue this discussion next week, of course. But thanks so much for being with us, Father Burke.
You're welcome, and God bless you, and God bless Relevant Radio.
Many blessings to you. Father Burke Masters, the baseball priest and longtime Morning Air contributor. We need to take a short break. When we come back, career coach Bruce Lochenauer is going to be with us to talk about pay transparency and what is it and what does it mean for our listeners. Stay with us. There's more to come.
by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
We are family. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. Once again, it's time to continue our series on how to land your dream job with career coach Bruce Lockenauer, who will take your calls, 888-914-9149. You can always send your questions for Bruce, anything that's on your mind about landing that dream job, Bruce@relevantradio.com. Now, if you haven't heard about it, New York and California have introduced pay transparency. You're probably wondering, what is this law all about? Today, we're going to discuss pay transparency and the latest on the labor market, which remains strong. Are you a hiring staff at your company? Pay attention, as Bruce is also going to continue to share some of the best practices of hiring managers when interviewing. Bruce Lockenauer has a bachelor's degree in economics from Northwestern University and an MBA from Harvard. He spent the last 25 plus years working with public and private company board of directors, CEOs, and top executives on their careers and talent needs. Good morning, Bruce. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's great to be with you here on day one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive.
John, good morning. It's always a pleasure to be with you, especially during the Pledge Drive. We are big believers in Relevant Radio. And, you know, I was thinking about the pledge drive this week, and over the, and as you know, and the statistics that we cite, our listeners pray more. I mean, that's fantastic. I've got an answer to prayers anecdote that, occurred this weekend. One of my dear friends, an old time friend who I hadn't seen in 3 years, John, since before the quarantine, told me his story about how his company closed as an aftermath of the quarantine. And he and his wife were concerned. They still had somebody, a kid under the roof, and they decided to pray a novena to St. Joseph. St. Joseph the worker. I always say on our shows, John, that go to St. Joseph. It worked for my wife. It worked for my friend. So they did. And at the end of that novena, my friend saw clearly the way to start his own company in the same field. And he did so and is thriving. It just warmed my heart to hear that story. So I hope, you know, our listeners will help us continue to reach out to more and more people as we're going across the country here to help them pray. And, you know, God won't be outdone in generosity. I've always found that when we bite the bullet and give, something comes back that we didn't even expect.
I love your perspective, always an authentic Catholic perspective. Just this reminder about St. Joseph, the worker. Where else are you going to hear a discussion about finding your dream job, tying it in to St. Joseph?
Well, he helps and our Lord helps, you know. So I'm happy to be able to do this, John. And, you know, I've been reflecting. I don't know if you heard Drew's show on Friday. He had a regular guest, the Wall Street whiz kid, Peter Granich, on. And Peter was noting, I haven't seen this data, but was noting that credit card debt is soaring, that folks that have a tight budget to start with are going deep into their credit cards or running up balances on their credit cards to help them cope with inflation, with fuel prices, food prices, et cetera, and hoping something will happen. It just tugs at your heart. John, I'm happy that I think we've got something for some people that may happen. You know, we're going to talk about, as you said, pay transparency. There is a silver lining in this for our listeners who work for companies, and I want to get into that today. But let me explain what this is. So back in 21, the state of Colorado adopted this, but on Tuesday of last week, New York adopted laws requiring companies to post what the actual ranges are for a position, for any position that's posted, and that includes positions that could be done remotely. California has also got a law that's passed that will go into effect January 1 of 2023, but New York's is the most stringent. So any posting is going to have, you know, we pay for this customer service representative anywhere between $65,000 and $80,000. So, you know, it will make the invisible market of what employees are paid at a company highly visible.
What do you think is behind this law in New York and California?
You know, it's good things. You can recall, John, we talked before about how it's illegal in not only those states but other geographies for a hiring manager to ask an applicant what their current pay is. And both that law and this pay transparency law are aimed at closing gender pay gaps and other disparities that are out there, so that two people sitting beside each other won't get paid differently. But you know, there are going to be some unintended consequences of these laws.
Bruce, talk a little bit about some of those consequences in your perspective and how they might affect our listeners.
Yeah. So, John, there are two primary ones that jump to mind. One is, if you have to put the compensation out there for a job that you post, maybe you're not going to post that job. I think there are going to be fewer postings that happen, because it's a loophole in the pay transparency laws that if you don't post the job, you don't have to reveal the compensation for that position, you know, although it's open. In many cases, I think companies are just going to go to their networks to, they'll skirt the law of disclosures by keeping the jobs off the job boards and try and fill it through their network, which frankly is a good way to fill a position. And what it means to our listeners is what we've talked about before, John, that, you know, as it was, you know, before this pay transparency, less than 15% of job postings were solved through that posting from people applying to those postings. More than 85% of positions are filled through networking. So it just underscores what we've been encouraging our listeners to do, which is to light up that network. There are still, you know, this economy is so funky. I mean, the vast majority of economists are saying we're going to have a recession, not a deep one, but we're going to have a recession next year. I don't want to be alarmist. Yet the job market continues to be really strong, John. Still 3.7% unemployment, 200,000 plus jobs were created last month. I mean, that's a level, although it's coming down, it's still a level that's higher than the pre-pandemic numbers. So that market is strong. So our listeners should always, not just now, but always keep that network alive, step it up, and you don't wait till you need a job. And it's making friends, John. It's, you know, don't be afraid to just raise awareness of who you are and what you're looking for. And I encourage, you know, job seekers that are out there now to go back and listen to our podcast on networking. And then also, and or the Wall Street Journal has got a 5-week networking challenge that they've got. If you Google that, you'll see that. And that'll help you get going on getting your network going. Because, you know, the jobs are out there. The companies are desperate to hire people. And if they're going to be posting less, you need to raise the awareness and somehow make that hiring manager aware of your interest in being considered for that kind of role.
Well, Bruce, that's one thing that we definitely have been talking about recently, is that the importance of networking. I know you've hit it home big time. What's another unintended consequence that you have seen that might be important for our listeners to be aware of from these laws?
So the internal equity that has been invisible is going to be exposed, or I should say the lack of internal compensation equity. Again, the two people sitting beside each other may be receiving different compensation because there has been an information vacuum, basically, for employees. And you think, you know, the laws were intended to go after discrimination, you know, which I think, you know, the intent is good. But the fact is, a lot of times there are other reasons why two people sitting beside each other might be receiving different compensation. We can talk about that.
Well, we need to take a short break. Again, if you want to be part of our conversation with career coach Bruce Lochinara, if you have a thought, something on your mind, you want to run by him, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. So we're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with Bruce Lochinara. Stay with us. There's more to come after a miracle moment here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives in your neighborhood. Across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My father died on December 11th, 2021, and he was on his deathbed and at 3 p.m., and the priest came in and did the Divine Mercy Chaplet along with the Litany of Saints, and he passed away peacefully. And after that, for the next month or longer, he gave us many, many beautiful signs that he was in heaven with Jesus. He was a hard man, and I became a total believer. I listen to you every day with the chaplet.
Thank you.
And if I can't hear the live radio, I listen to the prayers. I do the rosary every night. I'm a total changed person because of that prayer and what it did to my dad.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Who could ever forget those 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates, the We Are Family Pirates? Well, we are family here at Relevant Radio as well. Welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for joining us as we continue our discussion with our career coach, Bruce Lockenauer. We're diving in to the issue of pay transparency. Bruce, we were talking about this before the break. Can you bring our listeners up to speed about what our listeners should do? How should they respond to these pay transparency laws?
John, I think it's an opportunity for our listeners who work for a company to deal with inflation. You know, so here, let me explain what I mean. So companies are now required, as we talked about, to post the actual pay ranges for a particular position. Now, as we've talked about in our 12 Steps to Landing Your Dream Job, doing your homework, John, has always been critical, and understanding what the compensation is for a role is critical. Now it's even easier. So your company may be posting the range for your position. Other companies may be posting their ranges for your position. So you can readily take a look at where you stand versus that. Let me give you a scenario. I saw an article mentioning a gentleman who was a top performer at a company in his role and saw that the range was $70,000 to $95,000 a year of cash compensation for that role. Up to that point, he had been really happy that he was making at the low end of that range, just above the low end of that range, about $75,000. And the range goes to $95,000. Well, guess what? He was pretty upset when he saw that and thought he had a reason to come in and talk to the boss. And that's my point, is everybody that's working for a company that's struggling, especially those struggling with handling the higher costs due to inflation, should get the data on what their roles are paying at their company and other companies and see where they're at. And then with that data, prepare their case, John.
Again, it goes back to something that you've been stressing all along, the importance of doing your homework, being prepared.
Absolutely. And you know, be fair, be open, be just with yourself as well as your boss. But if you are an experienced worker, if you've been a highly valued contributor to your company, make that known. And then, as we talked about when we talked extensively about negotiating salary, you should make that case, John, to show the value you bring to the company, your experience, your loyalty, etc., and make the case for what the position is paying across the market, and where you feel, not where you're at, but where you feel you should be remunerated. What's the compensation level that's fair for your experience, your contribution, et cetera? And make that case, you know, openly to your boss. If you've got an annual review coming up, that would be a good time. If not, schedule a meeting with your boss and share the data. And you know, we talked about this, John, in a negotiation, and that's what it turns into. You want to make it a collaborative problem-solving session. So come in with your boss and say, I need your help. As you and I know, costs have risen across the board, and it's a challenge, you know, financially for everyone. Now, I've also learned that compensation has gone up dramatically. And for my role, you know, this is the compensation on the market. Please help me. How can we get there? And again, the other tip I'll make before we have to go, John, is to think broadly. there's not only the cash compensation, but there may be other things, be it overtime, be it getting paid, getting a computer and a phone paid for, whatever it is, explore all the options so you can get your total compensation up to where it should be in this market. So I'm the silver lining in the pay transparency law in New York is that I'm hoping it'll help some of our listeners that are in tough situations remedy those situations.
Bruce, obviously we're going to have to continue with our discussion next week because obviously our segments are a little bit shorter here during a pledge drive. But just your final thoughts on this issue and why it should be important for our listeners.
Yeah, out of justice, John, our listeners should take a look at the data that's out there because you know, there are the odds are the company may be paying more to the person sitting next to them, not because that person is better. They might have been hired later. There is a loyalty penalty. If you've been in one role for an extended period of time, you get a small annual increase, but someone coming in may get a 20% increase. So for a whole host of reasons, now is the time to get pay equity. And there's no more important time than right now. And don't forget, as we've talked about, to go to St. Joseph, you know, pray, because it can be a difficult conversation. It doesn't have to be. You want to make it a problem-solving conversation. But pray and get our Lord's help and the Holy Spirit's help in dealing with this.
Absolutely. You cannot go wrong in going to Joseph. Bruce, as always, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate your insights.
John, it's my pleasure. Thank you. God bless.
Bruce Lochenour, career coach. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
You know, during our pledge drive, we talk about leaving a legacy with a great gift. As Relevant Radio can go on and on, and our story today plays into that a bit. It's called The Tracks We Leave by Joseph Mazzella. When I was a boy, I used to love walking in the woods around my home. My mom warned me, though, several times to never travel so far I'd lose sight of the house. Being a typical boy, however, I soon found myself hiking further and further away, testing just how far I could go into the woods without getting lost. After losing my way for 2 hours once, though, I decided I'd better leave a trail the next time I went for a walk. The very next day, I decided to try it. I walked into the woods until the house was out of sight. Then I broke a small branch off a young tree to mark my place. I wandered further in and broke another limb, then another. In a few spots where there were no limbs small enough, I snapped the heads off daisies and Queen Anne's lace that were growing where the sunlight broke through the trees. After a while, I finally got tired and decided to head back. Turning around, I easily found my tracks, but instead of being proud, I felt sad. I could see the trail of destruction that I had left in the woods going on and on. Looking at the broken limbs and dead flowers, I wondered if God was disappointed in me, and I vowed never to do that again. Instead, I started to cherish my times alone in the woods with God. I'd sit by the streams and listen to them sing. I'd watch the birds and squirrels. I'd bend down to smell the flowers. I even buried an acorn or two, hoping that one day an oak might grow. There's an old Native American saying that goes, "We will be known forever by the tracks we leave." As I've grown older and wiser, I've done my best to never leave a trail of destruction in my life as I did in the woods that day. I've instead strived to leave tracks of love, kindness, goodness, and compassion. I've strived to show others they can do the same. May you always leave tracks of joy as you follow your own trail of love to God. From Matthew 5, 14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven."
One of my all-time favorite scriptures. Thanks again, Glenn. In this month of November, let's honor the Mother of God by praying the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky for our departed family members and loved ones, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Remember, the family that prays together stays together. So stay with us. There's more of the Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive in a moment.